Just the other day was Father's Day in Spain. Actually, now it's almost 10 days ago. It's a somewhat unusual time to celebrate if you compare it to other countries. But here in Spain, it's on March 19th, and it's that day every year doesn't change. So most years it's not doesn't fall on a Sunday or even a Saturday. It's just whenever. And that day happens to be March 19th. And the reason for that is that it is the feast of Saint Joseph, March 19th, who is the father, in name at least, of Jesus. So that relationship is the reason for making Father's Day here in Spain, the day that it is. There's definitely a clear relationship. Now, in my opinion, the fact that it's celebrated on the day that it falls makes it often go without recognition. Although there are places in Spain where it's a real big deal, not Father's Day so much as the Feast of Saint Joseph. Whenever you have a place which celebrates Saint Joseph as the patron saint of that town, well, they'll have fiestas, and the most famous one. Is by far the Las Fallas in the city of Valencia, which is a huge firecracking, fireworking spectacle, which I can tell you about at a different time. Anyway, the fact that Father's Day does not fall on a Sunday every year, the way Mother's Day does here in Spain, that's always the first Monday. Excuse me, the first Sunday in May, well, makes it somewhat of sort of a secondary, or gives it a secondary role. I feel that way sometimes because a lot of times they don't even have a holiday here in Spain. On occasion they have, but in the last few years it hasn't really happened. But anyway, enough of that, enough of my complaining here. It's also a day where, if you know any Josephs, any Joses or Pepes or people like that, well, you'll send them a special greeting, almost like a birthday greeting, what they call your Saint's Day, El Santo. So, as you can see, there's a lot of relationships, quite a relationship between names and religion in Spain, and it's an old and traditional one. This is especially true of names referencing the Virgin Mary. Now, just how many names? Well, basically, most well-known and popular girls' names, I guess in a traditional sense. I have to be careful here because there are a lot of names now which are not in reference to the Virgin Mary, but traditionally, a lot of names have some relationship to the Virgin Mary or to a type of Virgin Mary. And we have to tell you about that on another occasion because even though there's one Virgin Mary, there are different versions of the same Virgin Mary that are popular in different parts of the country and for different types of veneration. Maria, obviously, is still very popular. In fact, it was popular even with men. Back in the day, as a compound name, like Jose Maria, for example, that's still sort of common today. And then you have those names in honor of a particular Virgin Mary who are venerated or identified or related to different parts of Spain. For example, you have the Almudena, the Virgin Mary of the Almudena, and that's in Madrid, and that's why many girls from Madrid are called Almudena. And then in Seville, you have Macarena. And in other parts of Andalusia, especially Huelva, you have Rocío because of the Virgin of Rocío. And then it doesn't stop there. You have Pilar for the Virgin of Pilar or of the Pillar from Zaragoza. And Montserrat for the Virgin of Montserrat, in a famous monastery up in the mountains outside of Barcelona in Catalonia. And the mountain is called Montserrat, and there's a monastery there. And so you find many women from that part of Spain using that name, or it's just the shortened version of Monse. Then you have Guadalupe, which is originally from Spain. There's a Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, but the most famous one is actually from Mexico. But that's why there are girls named Guadalupe or Lupe, and another one called Covadonga, which is an unusual name. It's often shortened to Cova, named after a sanctuary in the mountains of Asturias by the same name, which is famous for a battle that took place against the Muslims. And there's a version of Covadonga, Begonia, which is typical in Bilbao for the Virgin of Begonia, Arancha, as in the tennis player Arancha Sanchez Vicario, a tennis great from many years ago, comes from Our Lady of Aranzazu. And then from abroad, you have Lourdes from Our Lady of Lourdes in France, Fatima from the apparition of the Virgin Mary in Portugal, and so on. And then you have very common names like Carmen for Our Lady of Carmel, often called Mary of the Carmen, sort of popular all over the country, but especially I think in Galicia. And then Nuria for Our Lady of Nuria in the Pyrenees. Then a whole slew of names are associated with the Marian tradition, especially moments or concepts connected with her. Dolores, I guess it would be like Dolores. After Our Lady of the Sorrows, Dolores, Our Lady of Hope, so you have Esperanza, which is hope, Soledad for solitude, Our Lady of Solitude, Mercedes, like Mercedes-Benz, actually gets its name from Spain, Our Lady of Mercy, Milagros, Our Lady of the Miracles, Our Lady Concepcion, Conception, Nieves, which is snows for the Virgin Mary of the Snows, Rosario for the Rosary, Purificación, purification, Ángeles for angels, like Los Angeles, Encarnación, incarnation, and I'm sure there are more. Now, I can personally attest to the fact that I have known at least one woman with each and every one of those names, which doesn't mean that they are all that common anymore, especially the last ones I've mentioned, you know, the Soledad, Concepcion. There are a lot of them have nicknames like Sole or Sol, Merche, Concha, and things like that. But many of them have become a little bit more old-fashioned and are sort of falling into disuse. I would say they were more commonly given during the Franco period. So you know a lot of these people. I know at least one of every one of those names, but it is true that many of them, of those people I know, are over a certain age. I mean, it's not always true. I would say, for example, names like Rocío, Almudena, Pilar, Macarena, Carmen, and so on, and just plain Maria are still quite popular, especially in the areas and regions where they are also particularly popular. And traditionally, especially people born during the Franco years, Maria was also included in many men's names. I was just mentioning at the beginning, José María, Juan María, Jesús María, I don't know, Luis María, almost every name could go with Maria. But now I would say that number has been drastically reduced. Perhaps maybe José María, that comes to mind, is still pretty common. I'm going to venture and say that the compound names are still pretty common in smaller cities and the towns and villages around Spain, probably not so much so in Madrid and the big cities. I may be taking too much of a guess there, and I may be off, but I get that sense. But anyway, I don't know. I thought I would share that with you. Plus, Holy Week is coming around, Easter. So there are lots of images, especially of Maria around in the processions. And a lot of these names are related to names of women. And I think it's sort of an interesting part of Spanish culture. Anyway, that'll be all for our podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We've worked very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, Spanish culture, and so on. And you can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.